This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number. 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. Think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to prepare for the ever-changing weather. We were supposed to have Ken Kukurowski to give you some tips on preparing the outside of your home to keep insects and animals from coming in. But Ken lives in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I guess with all the rain and the wind, we have not been able to get in touch with him. So we'll have to delay that to a future date when the power comes back on and he's able to talk with us. But in the meantime, if we can help you, the number here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. And one question that's often asked is, what do I do with all the dead plant material? And the dead plant material is the future for your soil. It should be pulled up. Shake off the soil from the roots so it stays in your garden, and then create a compost pile. And a compost pile will, over the course of a 6-month period, will produce this beautiful, black, rich organic matter that when you add it to your garden, it will help to feed the microbes that live in your garden, and it will allow them to expand their numbers and their population to make your plants grow. It will help with the ability to retain moisture so that if we have another dry year like this, it will be able to withstand longer periods of time between rain. And when you do a compost pile, one thing that really helps is to use a compost starter. Now, there's a company called Dr. Earth. They're from California. Totally organic. Totally organic. And they have developed a compost starter. And you can take all of your kitchen waste, your yard waste, your leaves, and if you can grind them up before you put them in this pile, you sprinkle the compost starter in, and it's millions of microbes that will break down the leaves, the pine needles, the tall grasses, your vines like cucumbers and squashes and pumpkins. No tomatoes unless you had no diseases. If you had diseases on your tomatoes, do not put it in the compost pile. But get some Dr. Earth compost starter and you'll see that it will rot, and by spring it will be ready to add to your soil at the time of planting. And it will help to give you a better soil, which in turn will give you better production on the vegetables and flowers that you grow. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe, and he's got a question about some ornamental grass of his.
Joe, good morning. How can we help you with your ornamental grasses?
Morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my phone call. I have quite a fan of ornamental grasses over the years. I use them for privacy hedges, and usually buy them at a big box store when they end of the season for a dollar. And I bought a couple last year, and they only grew about a foot and a half. Well, I guess they really taken established because now they're 12 feet tall. And they're beautiful, but I need to move them. When is a good time to move something like that?
What you can do is ornamental grasses can spend the winter two ways. And the first way is to just leave it alone. Enjoy the noise that dried grass makes when there's a breeze or some wind. Enjoy the dried seed pods that will develop on the top of the plant. And then in the spring, cut it down to about 6 inches. Or you can wait till it all turns yellow and begins to turn brown, and you can cut it in, probably the end of October. And you can add that to your compost pile, and it will create organic matter for you. In the spring, you're going to notice something that's really kind of unusual, but that's how ornamental grasses grow. When you go in the garden to move it, you're going to find that it's a circle, and the very center of the clump is empty. So it grows like a ring. And what I like to do, and I've done it with many different varieties of ornamental grasses, and that's how the commercial grower does. He'll cut the clump in half, dig up that first piece, relocate it to a new area. If it's a real big clump, you can cut it in like 8-inch chunks with a good root, transplant it, add some compost to the ground at the time of planting. If it's a dry soil, sandy on the side, then put some soil moist granules in there to help to retain moisture. And then it will come up all by itself. But as I said, I have left my grasses up because when I walk out the door to the end of the driveway to get the morning paper during the winter, that rustling sound has got a nice sound to it, and I like that. So I leave it there. I cut it back in the spring to 4 to 6 inches, split it in half or in quarters, and then start new plants that way. And once they're planted, put a product like the Espoma Plant Tone fertilizer to give it a good shot and to get it started, some dynamite fertilizer that will last you about 6 months or more, depending on your soil. Keep it well watered, and you'll be in great shape.
I have cut the other ornamental grasses that I have in the end of October. I have left some of them over the winter, but to tell you the truth, they made such a mess come spring when they dried up and they were everywhere. And actually, my neighbors were complaining that all that stuff blew over in their lawn. So it's safe then to do what I've been doing all along at the end of October, cutting them back.
Yeah, because see, by then, all of the energy that's in that foliage has drained down to the root system and is being stored in there for the winter. So, in late October, cut it down And if you like the foliage, maybe you could bundle it like a bundle of corn stalks and use it as a decoration.
Yeah, this one that's 12 feet tall is the purple stalk. I don't know what variety it is, but it's getting so big now that it's actually starting to topple over.
Yeah. Yeah, so
yeah, it was a good investment for a dollar. So.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, it's so tall now, if we get a heavy, wet snow, it's going to come crashing down. So
yeah.
take it down to within 6 inches of the ground, 4 inches, and that way you'll avoid the mess and the cleanup when spring arrives.
Gotcha. Okay, Paul, thank you.
I thank you, and you have a great holiday weekend. Bye-bye now,
same.
Joe. Thank you. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jackie from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about some squirrels causing some problems.
Okay, Jackie, good morning. How can we help you with the squirrel problem?
I prepared a 20 by 20 foot section of my lawn, ready for reseeding, and it started to rain, so I figured I would do it the following day. I was going to put lime down and then reseed the lawn, but the following day, when I checked the area, I had about 15 squirrel holes.
Okay.
Throughout that hole, that section.
Okay.
How do I prevent that?
Okay, why don't you hold on? We're kind of coming up on a break, and I'll tell you what to do step by step, and it's easy.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If you're worried about mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, and you should be, we have a problem this year. And the answer is Natural Alternative Organic Mosquito Flea and Tick Control. The product will last for up to 4 weeks. It's 100% organic. It will treat 10,000 square feet with its no-mixing sprayer. It's bee and butterfly friendly. Call Natural Alternative at 888-546-5941, naturalalternative.com. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club. We're talking with Jackie. She's trying to reseed her lawn, and the squirrels are digging holes. So, the area that you're going to be seeding, did you put down some new loam, or are you just trying to...
I put down compost from over the winter.
Okay. So, you spread compost on the lawn itself.
Yes, and I raked everything down, and then it started to rain, so I said, well, I'll complete this tomorrow. And then, lo and behold, I saw all these holes in the morning.
Okay, so the holes were like 2 inches wide and a couple inches deep, or deeper?
Oh no, well, some of them are deep and some of them aren't, but they did dig that whole section.
Okay, what that is saying to me is that you have in that area of your lawn, and probably other areas, but the infection is not as bad. You have Japanese beetle grubs. And with the cold weather coming, it could be squirrels. It could also be raccoons. And if it's happening in the evening, more than likely it is raccoons that are coming in. And what they do is they walk across your lawn because they have an idea that there are grubs there. And then they put the head down, and I've watched them do this. It's really amazing. And they'll put the head down to the ground, and they listen. And when they hear the grub in the ground digging or chewing on the root system of your lawn, then they'll dig. And they'll find the grub, and they'll use it as food. Now, it's too late in the year to use your regular grub control. And because a regular grub control is a product that is season long. You put it down in April or May, and it will carry itself all the way through the fall. And it will kill the young eggs as the eggs hatch. It develops into a little grub. It will kill it. But it's a slow acting. What you need is something that's going to release all of its power within a 2 to 3 day period. and kill everything there. And the only product that will do that is called Dylox, and it's spelled D-Y-L-O-X. So you buy a bag of Dylox in garden centers and feed and grain stores, some of the larger hardware chains.
Is that organic?
No. No. And you spread it on your lawn, you water it in, and within 48 hours, all of the Japanese beetle grubs in your lawn are killed. And within a week or 10 days, the product has been consumed by the microbes in your ground. So it attacks the insects, and then the microbes in your soil attack the product, and it cleans the soil. So that's the only way that you can do it. There's nothing organic that you can put down at this time of the year that will kill the Japanese beetle grubs. So you've got to go with Dylox, put your grass seed down, put down your starter fertilizer, lime product if you've got moss in your ground or you have a lot of weeds, and plenty of water, a good soaking every single day. And within a two-week period, you'll have new grass coming up. And then next spring, if you want to go organic, then you can buy an organic product called Milky Spore Disease. And this is a bacteria that you apply to your lawn. You do it spring and fall for 2 years. And bacteria will build up in your soil and will keep your soil free of Japanese beetle grubs for 20 years. But it's too late now for it to work, so it's got to be Dylox.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Guy Club. Phone number here, toll free, 855-660-4261. I know we've had a tough time with the lawns, but if you have been fertilizing with Turf Truss Fertilizer, take a picture of it. And then I want you to call this phone number. The number is 410-956-1481. And send them a picture of your lawn. Everybody that sends them a picture of the ProTrust fertilized lawn will get a free bag of fertilizer shipped right to your house, no charge. And if you really want to thicken and green up that lawn, now that we're getting a little bit of rain, and some places a lot, put down the Turf Truss. It's a professional strength fertilizer, and it lasts 14 weeks compared to what's out there. Big name brands only last 6. So if you feed it now, it will carry it right up until the time the ground freezes. A lot of it will be stored, and it will give you a quick green up in the spring. And it has a natural disease suppressant called CDU that's in it. It's the only company that has this product. It's a professional lawn fertilizer. So let me give you that phone number again. 410-956-1481. Give them a call tomorrow and talk to them. And if you took a picture, great. Send them the picture. They'll tell you where. And they'll send you a free bag of food. If you've never used it, give it a try, because it does last up to 3 times longer than your traditional fertilizer. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got another Jackie from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her geraniums.
Jackie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help
you? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I've been doing what you've told me for about 4 or 5 years, saving my geraniums from year to year. Mm-hmm. But I didn't remember whether you said to water them well before putting them in the basement or... and then cutting them back a little bit.
Okay.
I do pull out the stuff that doesn't look any good, you know, like if it just has one, you know, little scrawly looking flower, so I just cut that back. But I didn't know what to do with it. And I did plant the few new ones I bought this year in that black gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really trust that. And that's the only thing I'll buy now for potting soil. But I have about a good 10 of them. And I do save them from year to year. I have them in some of the window boxes, and I just put them in my basement in the back. But I didn't know whether I should water them first. I know I heard you say something about water different things before you put them away.
Right. Geraniums is a plant that you don't want to water.
Okay.
And the reason is, if you water the plant, if there's any fertilizer left in that soil, it will make it available to the plant, and the plant will continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's not getting any direct sunshine on it, only the light from maybe your basement windows, it's going to stretch. And that new growth that forms will be a pale, pale green to possibly even white in color. So you want it to go dormant. So you put it in the cellar. You say to the plant, hey, I'll see you in the spring. And then what my Aunt Ruth, and she had geraniums that were, some of them were 20 and 30 years old. She would take them out of her basement, and she lived in a four-unit apartment building, which she owned. And in the hall, there were windows, and she would put it in the hall where it stayed on the cool side, put it right in front of the windows, fed them with a liquid fertilizer, and they would slowly start to come alive. And once the new growth formed, she would remove all of the dead stems that were there, because while it's in your basement, all the leaves are going to turn yellow, they're going to turn brown, and what you want to have happen is when you squeeze the stem stays hard. And you don't want to do any pruning until you bring the plant up in March to give it a good head start. And she would just, would have some on the table. And then she bought a plastic aisle runner to put in your hall so that you wouldn't track water in. Set that on the floor and put her window boxes right on that 3 foot wide heavy duty plastic runner. That way when she watered, if any of it went right through the window box, it would stay on the plastic and wouldn't ruin her floors. She'd feed it, and at that point she would do pruning. And because the plants, when she put them in, were probably 12 to 18 inches. She cut it back to about 6 inches. And all kinds of new shoots would come out of it. And by the time it was ready to put them outside, they were absolutely beautiful. Okay.
Thank you so much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful holiday weekend. Thank you. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Elaine from Maine, and she's got a question about some overgrown blueberries.
Elaine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your blueberries?
Well, my blueberries are high bush blueberries. They are, some of them, around 6 feet tall, maybe a little more. And I have been listening to your program for a long time, and I think I need to cut them back.
Yep.
But I don't want to do all of them because I'm not really too sure about my capabilities of keeping plants alive. I was told by a neighbor that I should maybe cut them back to about 2 to 3 feet.
Whoa.
But that's a bit drastic,
yeah,
I think. Yeah,
that really is a bit drastic. Blueberries will grow about 6 inches a year.
Yeah.
So if you've got a plant that's 6-7 feet tall and you chop it down to 2 feet, it's going to take you probably 5 years for that plant to recover from that pruning. So this is what I'd like you to do. Wait until the spring, and when the plant comes into bloom, go out where your blueberries are, and any of the non-blooming branches, cut them back by a third to 50%. And that will help to stimulate new growth where you cut the plant back. In the end of summer, when the blueberries have all been harvested, then you could take the plant and remove half of the plant. So if you've got a plant that's, let's say, 5 feet in diameter, count the number of branches. And to make it easy, we got 10. You're going to take 5 of them. And you're going to go from 6 foot to 4 foot. Take 2 feet right off. And then next year, take the remaining 5 branches that weren't pruned this year and cut those down to 5 feet. And that way you can control the height of your plant, but you don't go for a year or two without any blueberries on your plants, because the blueberries are in the buds of the flowers on the tips of the branches. So if you cut the whole top of the plant off, you've taken every single flower and you won't have any berries on them. So I like to do it over a 2-year period, and that way I can control the size and still have blueberries on my plants that's going to keep me happy.
Okay.
Do you feed them at all?
Well, I have in the past, yes. Can't remember now what I used, but I
try,
used... I beg pardon?
Use Holytone.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Blueberries are the only fruit berry vegetable that loves an acid soil. And Holytone is on the acidic side. And a plant that's, let's say, 4 feet tall after pruning, what I would do is put 3 or 4 handfuls, scratch it in the soil around it. And then the other thing that blueberries love is a layer of either bark mulch or straw put down in the spring around the plant. Because if it's just open ground between plants, and we have a dry summer like we just went through, you have a lot of evaporation, and your berries will be smaller, and they won't have the flavor. If you can put down a couple of inches of just regular pine bark mulch that you can buy by the bag for $3 or $4, you can also, between the rows, go to a feed and grain store and buy the rabbit bedding, which is shredded wood, like wood chips, and put that between the rows, not up against the plants, but between the rows, again, about an inch thick, but the bark mulch around the individual blueberries, and you'll see a tremendous difference. But if you whack that whole plant to 2.5 feet, you're talking at least 2 to 3 years or more before you get a nice big crop again.
Well, to give you an idea of what these bushes are, they're original on the property, and they grew wild. Mm-hmm. And they are high bush blueberries. There's one bush. We took over 43 quarts of berries off it.
Wow.
So it's huge.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do anything that's going to deter, you know, their production.
Right. And that's why I want you to count the number of branches and only prune half of those this year to control the height. And then next year, take the other half that you didn't prune this coming spring and cut those down. That way you can take the plant that's 6-7 feet tall, bring it down to 4, and it's easier for you to manage. And it will make new growth that's going to be easier for you to pick at the same time. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternative. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, talk with Daniel, and he'll get you set up. And that way we can take one of your problems and take it right off your mind. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jane from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her cherry tree, and then I believe she has a couple other questions as well.
Okay. Jane, good morning.
Paul, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thank you very much for taking my call. I have a weeping cherry tree that never weeped. It's been there about 15 years. I had it planted professionally 15 years ago. And it used to be like a V. Well, one side totally rotted, and the other side, it's okay. But, it, you know, it's probably 10 feet high now. And I noticed that I had three woodpeckers on it a day before yesterday. So I don't know if that's what's keeping it from growing and looking well. And I also want to know what kind of fertilizer to use on that tree.
Okay. Now, you said when you planted it, it was upright growing?
Yes, it was, it looks the same as it was. It hasn't fallen over or anything, but that's just the way it grew, was kind of over to the side. And, it looked better when it had both sides. You know,
right.
Now it looks kind of weird because it's only on the right. But it's also clay soil.
Okay. So, but are the branches growing more upright, or are they growing and weeping over?
They're not weeping over. They're growing upright.
They're growing upright. Okay. Then what you got was not a weeping cherry. A weeping cherry would have come to you in the shape of an umbrella.
Right. Because I have one in the front, and the front's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And this one hasn't, but it did say weeping cherry on it.
Yeah, well, somebody mislabeled it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a big pink flower when it does bloom?
I haven't had any flowers on it. I do on the front. Like I say, the front's awesome, But the one in the back, I've never had flowers.
Hmm.
And it's just green, you know.
Okay. How much shade is it getting back there?
Not much at all. It's in the east part of the house.
Right.
And I get the sun in the morning, not much. You know, I mean, you do get it, and then it goes around. But I also have a huge tree from a neighbor, and I'm wondering if that, where it's overpowering, if that could be doing something to it.
If it's getting only a little bit of sun in the morning, then
Well, it's just in the afternoon because it comes around, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it's getting more than a half a day of shade, then that could be one of the things. But for a fertilizer to help it to make flower buds,
okay,
you want to get a product called Plant Tone.
What's the last word? Plant what?
Tone. T-O-N-E.
Yeah.
It's made by a company called Espoma. It's all organic, all natural.
Okay.
And what you would do is measure the diameter of the trunk. And let's say that the stem of your tree or your trunk of the tree is 3 inches wide.
It's about that,
Then you want to put, I would put 3 to 5 pounds of Plant Tone around it. And the best way is just to take a crowbar and about 18 inches away from the tree, jam the crowbar in the ground, wiggle it around to make a bigger hole, and go down about 6 inches. And then put a half a handful and go all the way around the tree in that circle.
Mm-hmm.
And every time it rains, it will dissolve some of the food, and it will feed that plant right up until the ground freezes.
Great.
And any of the food that remains will stay intact and feed the tree in the early spring to get it moving. Now, the one problem you may have is that tree usually makes its flower buds during August, September, and October. So there's not a lot of time.
Right.
But I would do it anyways.
Uh-huh.
Feed it again next spring.
Yeah.
And then in the fall, and then you should get into that blooming cycle.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.